today with the Tesla Academy podcast interview series. We're at the 2008 Extraordinary Technology Conference. One of the most significant presentations at the conference has been on the Mojo cell. You may have heard of Joe cells, which are legendary, coming out of Australia. And this is a quantum leap in this type of design. Moshe Daniel has been a compelling presenter here at this conference. Now, Moshe, what is the significance of the Mojo cell in technical terms?
Well, the significance, Mike, is on several levels. The first is on a simple level is it's smaller, so it's easier to fit into the car, and it uses less materials, and the price of materials is skyrocketing. But really on a deeper level, it is the spherical form which evolves the technology of the Joe cell to the next level. Because the spherical form, if you understand what the Joe cell is doing, it's balancing electromagnetic fields between the positive electricity, creating the positive magnetism, and the negative electricity, the negative magnetism. But with the cylinders, there's a gap in the top and the bottom where there's a loss of electromagnetic field balancing. The sphere is perfect. It's perfection. It's surrounding the center, which ends up creating the balanced positive nature or the zero point field.
That zero point is a very interesting term, and some people say, of course, you can't work with zero, but actually zero is a number.
Yes. Well, it's not just zero, it's zero point. Like the alchemical symbol for gold, it has a circle with a dot in the middle. It represents the infinite being manifest in a point of dimensionality. So the infinite into the finite, which is the essential yin-yang, or the symbol of infinity.
Would a small amount of gold added to a Mojo cell have any effect?
I think adding gold to anything has an effect. Gold is a universal symbol that all alchemy, all materials, all matter works its way towards gold, which is the most evolved form of matter in an alchemical sense. There are forms that are more energetically balanced, but yeah, adding some gold in the water would probably increase its efficiency.
Fascinating, because there are people who sell water that's been enhanced with gold, or even liquor that's been enhanced with gold, which I find a fascinating concept.
Right, absolutely. And as I share with my Sphinx sphere, which is the even further evolved form of the Mojo, going to the next quantum level for healing and consciousness enhancement, and probably harnessing of the zero point field, because it contains the harmonics of the root harmonic of the note of the universe in silver, and then the fifth dominant note in gold, and then platinum containing the neutral third of the two of those, which is very exciting work right now.
That's interesting how that keys into my own work, which is called Fundamentals of Harmonic Chemistry. It's a book I wrote quite a few years ago that actually speaks of this very same thing. And I like to actually show the musical intervals by playing them on the harp.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely. And the, you know, Leonard Cohen has a song, Hallelujah, which starts, "I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord." The secret chord of King David is exactly what you're talking about and what we're talking about. It's the secret chord of the alchemical union of the root base note of that silver contains, and then the fifth that gold contains. And he even says it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, which is poetically describing something else, I think. But really now, these technologies, like Len Horowitz, what he shared in his lecture of using the vibration, the frequency of 528 hertz, using it with the Sphinx sphere or the Mojo cell, we have a tremendous potential for healing, for harnessing of the free energies for the healing of this world.
One of the things that was said at a conference in 1987, one of the global sciences conferences, was we are approaching an age where the operator and the machine are one. This brings up a lot of ethical considerations. Of course, we've always been having good reason, really, to be afraid of people getting a hold of technology and misusing it.
Yes.
One of the things I find that's possible with this type of technology. Somebody could maybe misuse it, but only temporarily, because what would happen is they, by misusing it, they'd fall out of consciousness so rapidly and so far that they wouldn't be able to accomplish anything more after a time.
Absolutely. Like, we live in a sea of consciousness, so whenever somebody misuses any form of energy or power, it corrupts them to the point where they die. Now, if you're using this energetic enhancing vibrational energy of like the zero point field, you're accelerating the process of corruption. So whatever you're doing, you accelerate it, you enhance it, you augment it. So if you're augmenting misuse of power, then you will become corrupt at an accelerated rate. Now, the alchemists for thousands of years and the Kabbalists, they've always kept this stuff secret, because they, one of their reasonings behind it was their concern of it being misused. But I think that you can't control that. You can't control the misuse of this energy, but you can share it for the world. So yes, some will misuse it, but then the ones that are using it properly, the love use of it is far, far outweighs the misuse of that power. So ultimately, this kind of technology has to be shared freely in this day and age, and so it is.
Thank you for saying that. And what I would say is, anybody who is going into Joe Cell type technology or into the Mojo cells, which I think are much more progressive, needs to study the nature and application of consciousness.
100%. It's a technology that reflects our true nature consciousness with the balance of male and female. It's a technology that is emerging now as a reflection of some of the lost civilizations from where we've come. That is Lemuria and Atlantis. I would say Lemuria being more connected with the love and technology and the technology aspect with it, the civilization of Atlantis, which is also related to love. Because if you use technology for the good of humanity, it's love. And right now, I think one of the ways that we've been enslaved by the power barons, which I call the controls, C-O-N trolls, they use technology to control humanity. So if we're using technology to emancipate and liberate humanity, I mean, that's the greatest love. That's a great love.
I think we're on to something there. Now, you're sharing your technology with the world through websites, I assume, and so
yes.
Do you have some good web references to give out for everybody?
I do. Thank you very much, Mike. The umbrella website through which I'm sharing all of my stuff is David House Productions, which is David-House-Productions. And in particular, one of the websites that you'll get can arrive at through that is mojoworking.com, which is MOEJOE-working.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your help and your time.
You're
and
welcome.
I hope we get to run into each other a lot more in the future.
Me too. I agree, Mike. And thanks for your beautiful flute playing. It touches me very deeply. So
thank you.
Thank you.